for gathering with us tonight as we celebrate the Chrism Mass. It certainly has never happened like this in my time, and I'm sure in the priests that are gathering with us tonight, they wonder what it's like to stand here before empty pews. And all I could say to this, it's surreal and it's weird. Very, very weird. It was actually my favorite Mass in many ways as a priest and as a seminarian to come down to the cathedral on Thursday mornings to celebrate the Chrism Mass as a seminarian sitting sometimes on the sides there and see priests file from all over the Church of Philadelphia, one after the other, a procession that took place for 20 minutes, and these pews would be filled with priests. But tonight is not happening that way, but it's still happening, and that is what's important tonight, that it's still happening. I said yesterday at Palm Sunday Mass that the tomb was not powerful enough to contain Christ, and he broke out of that tomb. The power of love could not be contained in that tomb. And while the story yesterday on Palm Sunday left us at the tomb, we know that we never stayed there. And so the power of faith and hope in the life of the church cannot also be contained in four walls. And so this particular Lent and this particular Holy Week, as we approach the celebration of Easter, the church is making itself present in all sorts of ways as thousands upon thousands of people are gathering all over this country and in our own Church of Philadelphia to celebrate the faith in a different way. Of course, we all long. We long for the moment when we could gather together once again around the altar. We can't wait for that. Tonight at this Chrism Mass in particular, it is a day that priests oftentimes say to each other, Happy Feast Day. Because it is a feast in particular of the ministerial priesthood. It is a day in which we bless the sacred oils of the catechumens, the oil of the sick, the sacred chrism that will be used by priests throughout this year now, this time until next year, to anoint babies and adults as they are preparing for baptism, by bishops as they confirm, by bishops as they ordain, by priests as they console and they bring healing and strength and courage to the sick and to the dying. Only in God's mind resides the names of the people that will be touched by those oils that sit on that table today. Only God already knows where those oils will end up. On what foreheads, on what hands, on what heads, only the Lord knows. He already knows. And tonight we are privileged to bless and consecrate these oils for the service of Christ. For the faithful who gather tonight from your homes, gather together as family, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Within the next week, try to find the time to send an email or a text if you can, or a note to the priest of your parish, thanking them for being there. If there's one thing that this time of this coronavirus crisis has really brought to all of us, is that there are so many things we take for granted, day in and day out. We just think they're always going to be there. And in a particular way, this particular time, some of the things that we have grown so accustomed to being there all the time has been kind of taken away from us. Our daily routines, our work, our going to the mall. The other afternoon, I said, you know, I think I'm going to go take a walk at King of Prussia Mall. And then I quickly remembered, I can't. It's closed. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? All these things that we take for granted. Despite everything, that which remains there in our midst, in the midst of our homes, are actually our priests. They're still there, celebrating the Eucharist for you and with you every day, even though you can't physically be there right now, but praying for you, being available for you. These priests that you've come to know and to love have been part of your lives. They have baptized your children. They have given them First Communion. They've walked with your family. They've married you. They've buried your parents. They've consoled you. They've held you. And so don't take them for granted. So if you get a chance, drop them a note. Give them a call, or the next time you see him, thank them for saying yes. You see, one day, my brother priest and I, we had an encounter. You see, the God of the Bible is a God of encounters. All through the scriptures, we see God encountering his people and God encountering individuals. And you know what happens when we encounter God, or really, better said, when God encounters us? We are never the same. We're never the same. And so these priests, one day, we had an encounter. And from that moment on, we were never the same. And God began to whisper deep within our soul this call to be one of his priests. For some, it happened dramatically. For some, it happened very quietly over time. For some, it happened in the midst of struggle, in the process of discernment. But at the end, the priest said yes and gave themselves to the service of the church, to the service of you. And they've been there. On Sunday, when you go to church, there they are, standing behind that altar. And we need to thank them for being there. Because sometimes they're there overjoyed and grateful that they are alive and everything is wonderful. And sometimes they have also been there, like every other human being, with struggles and difficulties and sin. And they're saying yes. Just as you are saying yes. The priests have been there in the midst of the struggles that we have had in the last 20-something years. As all of our priests, we've confronted the failings and the evil of some of our own, for which we are deeply sorry. But there they were. There were your priests standing behind the altar when everybody else was maybe even looking at them with shame, but there they were, standing before you, preaching God's word and ministering at the altar. So we need to thank them. So my brother priests, in the name of the people of God of the Church of Philadelphia, I want to thank you for your fidelity to the Lord, for saying yes. And I would invite you to do a simple thing. Maybe tonight or at some point throughout this week when you pray. To remember that first encounter in which you felt for the very first time that the Lord was calling you to serve the world and the church as one of his priests. What did that look like? What did it sound like? What did it feel like? Remember that day. Relive that day. Because sometimes we too, priests, take for granted the incredible gift that has been placed in our hands to share with the world. And so it's good to go back and remember that encounter that you and I had. That encounter that then developed and unfolded to the day of our ordination. And we have been living in all sorts of ways. I really would have loved to have a filled church with priests for the Chrism Mass this year, but it didn't happen that way. But I do want to thank you, my brother priests of Philadelphia, for showing up in such great numbers at my installation. It was so awesome to see you. I said to you that day, and I say to you again, once a Philly priest, you're always a Philly priest. For about 7.5 years, I was kind of a Philly priest in diaspora, outside. Sort of like the people of God in Babylon. But then the Lord called me back through his church. And I'm so happy to be, again, not a Philly priest in diaspora, but a Philly priest back among you. Know that I love you, I care for you. It was great to see you as I stood over there watching you file in. So many faces that I've known, some well and some not so well, but nonetheless, because Philadelphia priests, when we see each other, there is a fraternity that is just immediate. It doesn't matter if you know each other well or not, there is just a common bond. And we have to thank God for that. We have to thank God for the gift of our formation in our seminary. Pray for the seminarians, for those who will be ordained deacons and priests this year, as they too prepare to become part of this incredible fraternity of service to the world and to the church in particular in Philadelphia. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for being faithful to that first encounter with the Lord in which you were never the same. And today you sit in your rectories and your houses listening and celebrating at this Chrism Mass and still a priest. Thank you in the name of the people of God. I'd like to share with you in closing some words from Pope Francis that he gave at a Chrism Mass a couple of years ago. It speaks about the joy of the priest, which at the end is the joy of having encountered the risen Lord, that encounter that you and I had. And I'd like to leave you with the Holy Father's words today. Jesus, anointed by the Spirit, brings good news to the poor. Everything he proclaims, and we priests too proclaim, is good news. News full of joy of the gospel, the joy of those anointed in their sins with the oil of forgiveness, and anointed in their charism with the oil of mission, in order to anoint others in turn. Like Jesus, the priest makes the message joyful with his entire person. When he preaches, briefly if possible, the Holy Father says, he does so with the joy that touches people's hearts with that same word with which the Lord has touched his own heart in prayer. Like every other missionary disciple, the priest makes the message joyful by his whole being. For as we all know, it is in the little things that joy is best seen and shared. When taking one small step, we make God's mercy overflow in situations of desolation. When we decide to pick up the phone and arrange to see someone, when we patiently allow others to take up our time. My brother priest, thank you for letting others take up your time.